Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hey, welcome. Football Friday, Panther Friday. Man, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We say good morning. And, pow, you know what? It's one of the reasons we watch sports, because a lot of us, especially if you gamble or you don't gamble, doesn't matter. I don't gamble. You watch a game and you're going in the back of your mind, well, I'll be turning this off early because right now the Giants suck. We're just so used to seeing a handful of teams, the Giants suck. Last night, they beat the Eagles and they beat them pretty good, 34-17, led by two rookies. How about that? Led by a quarterback and a running back, and beat them up. All of a sudden, the Eagles, who are feeling real good, although running game hasn't looked the same, probably lost some key guys that they would love to have because they couldn't afford to keep everybody. Matter of fact, the New England Patriots would like to thank you for that. But, man, Giants playing better. We're playing a lot better. 34-17 upset. Woody, we won't get a bigger upset than that, because I thought even if the Giants played their best, and now their number one receiver is out, and I'm like, oh, they're done. There's no way. There's no way. Who's he going to throw to? You know, they always seem to struggle on offense. They last night looked great. 34-17 upset. Just to kind of tease you as we get set with a lot of other news, and you heard the other news, the Panthers make it 2-0. Again, man, play that same system. Play hard. You're on that team. You've won so much the last 3 years. You just expect to win, man. You just expect to win. That winning thing is a disease, and that losing thing is a disease. Here we go again. Disease is always a bad one. In a tight game, outplay somebody for a little while, and you don't run away with, and they come back, and you're going, oh, boy, here we go again. And all of a sudden, they start making all the plays, and you've got negative thoughts in your head. Then you got a team like the Panthers. They just expect to win. 1-1, 2-2, doesn't matter. Night before, game first, game 2-2. Last night, 1-1. We'll come back and get it. We'll come back and get it. Brad Marchand made sure of it. Big Bob, solid. And they come right out and getting a lot of shots. Big Bob's been good. Hasn't really had to save a lot of shots. Playing great defense behind him. So a lot of good things. Paul Maurice will join us later in the show. Nice enough to always come on with us, and we'll talk to him. By the way, getting into, and as you know, Chargers and the Miami Dolphins, I got to say this, I said it every week. I no longer will come out and say, I think this is the week the Dolphins put it together. I'm done with that. I won't. I got to see it to believe it. But I got to tell you, man, part of this game is matchups. It's not just the name on the jersey, because right now you know how bad the Ravens have been. And if you got to play the Ravens, which the Dolphins do, you want to play them right friggin' now with all these guys out. And I got to tell you, Justin Herbert has four, maybe five of his offensive linemen out for this game. In some cases, most of it tackles. You have to get after. Now, they're going to move guards to tackle. They're going to be moving guys all over. Practice squad guys are adding more guys to the roster to get to their eight with a bunch of injuries. Most likely both of one tackle's out. Slater's out for sure on one side. Alt's probably out on the other. He hasn't practiced. He's got a high ankle sprain, missed last game as well. So you've got a real good time. I'm not saying they're banged up a lot of other positions, but at offensive line, and they, of course, they lost their top two running backs, although a little easier replaced our running backs than those big fellas up front. But man, if there's a week, and we just heard, the reason I bring it up, Anthony Weaver spoke yesterday, and hey, listen, man, we heard about how bad the tackling was. Every national guy hit that was some of the worst tackling, and the coach came out and said, hey, part of this is we're trying to strip the ball instead of tackling guys. We got to stop stripping guys. Anytime you strip a guy and you're trying to get it out of his hands, arms, big strong dude's going to run for another 4 or 5 yards or break off all these runs. And it's all stuff that – so the coaching staff is big on everything is fixable on this team. And by the way, that should be their message. I didn't expect them to go, we are in big trouble the rest of the year, folks. You're not going to get a coach to say that. They're going to keep playing these young guys. And so yesterday, Woody, by the way, I heard some of the show going in to get my colonoscopy yesterday early in the morning, my third one. Big veteran at the colonoscopy, getting that third one yesterday. But I want to get into this a little bit for players. And I heard you were going after pretty good with the Tua sound yesterday and everything about no matter what, I'm going home and be with my family and I let it go and all the things that he says and hang with my wife and my kids love me no matter what. And so, and I get it. I do understand that it does drive some people completely nuts. And players do certain things after games that piss me off. I've been very open about guys taking selfies and after we get our ass kicked and Ryan Tannehill and his wife sending out pictures together in the car, smiling and hugging each other. Like, why don't you just do that at home and not send that out to your fan base? That was kind of my message and really turned me off on Ryan Tannehill besides some of the bad games he had. But, I will go back to this every time, and it's the way it is. It's especially the way it is now that the salaries have exploded. Top picks and players that get that second contract to be some of the top paid players in their positions, life changes. Congratulations, you got the money. Hey, man, you earned it. And nobody ever going to hate. Nobody ever going to hate on somebody getting money, especially if they're really good. Or being a first-round pick, it's an honor. Being a first-round pick is cool. Like getting up there now more than ever, being a first-round pick in any sport, but especially in the NFL because it's such a big deal, because the sport is so popular, is really cool. But I got to tell you, no matter what, and Coach Weaver talked about this, and hey, man, the heat is now starting to pick up on Kenneth Grant. And fair or not, and I don't think whatever happens in the first 5 games is going to be his career. I hope you're smarter than that to not say this guy's going to be a bust, he's done, because then you're not really thinking this thing out either. You got to play more than 5 games before you decide if somebody can play or not. But, you want to see guys making plays, and if they don't, and your TV eyeballs, or you're in person and you keep seeing a guy run at a certain area and you see old 90 getting pushed aside one way or the other or straight back and you're going, that's our first round pick. I get it, because you know first round picks get big life-changing signing bonuses before they ever play. Tua, that's the second tier of guy. When you become a frontline quarterback, fair or not, and you get franchise quarterback money, and he did. He got thrown into the party with a whole bunch of, I don't say a whole bunch, maybe 10. What do you have? Look, maybe 10 guys hit the 50-plus now party. Not sure exactly what the number is. Some have hit lower now, and this is average, and a lot of the money he already got. I'm throwing average in, and I know Omar likes to throw, and it's actually 42, but some of that money he got up front was mixed into the number that everybody comes out with on average. Look at man, when you get paid that money, fair or not, no matter what's around you, you're going to probably take more heat than anybody else if you're not winning games. It's just the way it is. It's not personal against Tannehill. It's not personal against Tua. It's not personal against Kenneth Grant. It's just you had chances in the end of the fourth quarter to make plays and lead your team. And again, people going, oh, but that's not fair. This guy broke down and the O lineman broke down on that. It's happening everywhere, man. The breakdowns of offensive linemen are breaking down everywhere. Some guys are able to keep plays alive. Hey, by the way, sometimes, including the guy, this guy, Justin Herbert. Nobody's going to want to hear about Justin Herbert's four or five guys out this week. Whatever the final number is going to be, they're coming in today. And nobody's going to go, poor Justin Herbert. Man, I got to tell you, it's not fair to him. He got paid. He joined the big club too, man. And it's just, it's the way the fans and the media are going to look at you. And no matter what you're, and by the way, I'm glad Coach Weaver said, hey, man, don't listen to the noise. And by the way, any guy that's getting, there's no way if you do any dabble of any little bit of social media, or if you have family, not, it's impossible for your whole family and people around you that you care about not to give you updates on what everybody's saying about you in the media, the local media. Hey, I know one thing. They hear everything Omar Kelly says. Everything Omar Kelly. They are affected. I'm stroking Omar Kelly. They hear everything Omar Kelly says. I know that. Not from him. I know that for other things, that other side of it that I've heard.
Which, by the way, is not a good thing.
No, but
they shouldn't be listening to what Omar has to say.
Well, he's on social media. He's on their highway, a platform highway.
But I'd rather that than guys come out and say, I don't hear any of it. Doesn't bother me. I just go home.
Well, first of all, if you think he doesn't hear anything, it's a bunch of, you know what? You're ready to push
the
button.
I know you're going to. You want to hear from him? I want to get
no,
you riled
I don't
up
want to hear it.
Can
no,
I get you riled up this morning?
I don't want to hear it. You beat it up hard yesterday. I really don't want to hear
it. I would say it hasn't been as difficult this year, just because, as I've said in prior interviews, I'm not on social media. Like, I don't have any of that. And then outside of that, like, I go home. I see my kids. Whether I throw five picks or five touchdowns, we win the game, we lose the game, I get to come home to my kids, who are happy to see me every time.
I get it, man.
Do you?
I get it. No, I'm used to it.
You say it's easier this time around? I'm glad it's easier, man.
Like he said, he's cutting out noise, which, by the way, I don't believe, because he turns around, I hear his two of his quarterbacks from his draft class are dating hotties. And he knows that.
He did know that, yeah.
So apparently, what was he pick and chooses? A little TMZ in there, or maybe a buddy told him, hey, a couple guys in your draft class are dating some hotties if you want to take a look at them. Of course, you know.
His press conferences have become train wrecks.
No, they
man.
Are.
They are
they,
just absolute
they are.
Train wrecks.
And by the so way,
you
God,
don't want fans
and,
thinking
and
you care
save,
more than
and,
the quarterback
and
does.
Save him from himself. I agree. But
fans should be pissed off when they hear that stuff, man. We got fans that are stewing over these losses, that are calling post-game shows, that are angry.
Well, we need to thank God they do. Keep us in business.
Yeah, but Tua's at home playing with his kids. You care more than he does, apparently.
Hey, man. I mean, reality is that you do have to let it go. Like, you can't sit around and let it bother you.
No, I know.
You're really. I mean.
But just get up to the podium for the 10 minutes a week that you speak publicly, because you're a recluse and you don't, you know, get out and do anything. For those 10 minutes, just act like you care.
Yeah.
Just at least let me believe that you care about what's going on.
So I would say, like I say to you sometimes, he's an introvert.
I understand that. But he's also the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, listen, man. He says
what you signed up for, man.
He gets going on his press conferences, and then he says something. I see guys are really hitting him hard. Somebody's on the show me the money thing, which, again, like, walks out, and instead of saying, hey, thank everybody, I'm so glad I'm going to be here and stuff, he comes running out saying, show me the money. And I was like, you know, you're like, ooh, you got the money. Ooh, hey, not hating. Nobody forced that team to give you the money. You got it. Ooh, though, on that comment. Ooh. And yeah, he is sometimes I wonder about things that he says. Yeah, there is no doubt about it.
And then
it.
To add to it, man, like, I don't know how much.
But you know what I care? I want to see him play front line.
Yeah,
Sunday at 1 o'clock,
which he's not capable of doing. But if you watch that game last night,
I know. But you're going
that quarterback, that rookie quarterback on the New York Giants. That's the kind of personality you want in a quarterback.
I get it.
That's a dude.
By the way, right off the bat, oh, listen to you. You just went, dude.
Is he not?
Hey,
that's the kind of guy you want playing quarterback for your team.
I just want to tell you this. First of all, what I'm seeing in this league, another quarterback runs for 50 yards last night, takes off. And things break down because you're going to get pressure, takes off, and runs 20 yards for a touchdown.
Do you see how his teammates respond to him, though?
Yes.
It's just the overall, the whole thing just feels different.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of things, but yeah.
Those guys don't rally around Tua.
I got to tell you, man, I don't think he'd really, if everybody's to be honest, and we didn't have players like doing the fake, he's our guy and all that stuff, because I think there is some of that about how they, but look at, man, I don't think he's one of those guys going to go out and grab a beer with the guys. I don't think he's not my guy. My guy, besides his talent, if my guy said we're going out, we're going out. Don Strock said we're going out, we're going out. Different guys. Now, Bob Greasy wasn't that way. Bob Greasy was all business. And if you're really good and you're getting it done, you get respect that way too. He's a little different, but he's our different dude and he's good. You go along with it because you're going to get some guys that are different. But you cannot be getting it done and we and everybody like he was doing there for a while. Looks like he's kind of done with that we thing. Anyway, hey. This is a week to get healthy, man. This is a week to get healthy and get some things done. What are you going to have to let it go, though? Seriously, we're getting close to game time, and you're still beating that thing up. Like, he's going to say things. He's going to say things that give us material for this show.
Well, just make sure you don't take it too hard if they lose on Sunday, okay? You get out of that stadium, and you go home. And
I'm all right. I'm all right after a couple days.
See your family. And
I
say after a couple days?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to be okay.
I said,
you could stew on the drive home, but after that, man, it's over. I mean, you let it go.
Is this for me or him you're talking right now?
No, for you, for both of you guys, but all especially right. You.
Well, listen,
because you dwell on the losses. They kill you.
I do for a couple of days, but then I'm fine.
Guys too, man. Oh, I know everyone seems to hurt around you.
All right, man, we got to go to break.
Where's the mayor of Milpitas? Doesn't it bother him?
Yeah, he takes them real hard. Did you hear him on the questions?
Yeah, I heard him on the questions.
He was waiting for somebody to give him some kind of attitude so he could snap on a head coach and a quarterback. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to talk about some good news here. Let it go there. Let it go, everybody. We got another game coming up. Here we go again. Let's see if we can figure it out. Put together a complete game. Just like when you go to Baptist Health South Florida, you're getting the complete great treatment. Every time you're in there, what a sports medicine program they have put together. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They've been busy. Boy, those doctors have been busy. Sure is nice to have top specialists, though, and great team doctors. Great team doctors, man. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about some of the top specialists in the business working together, cover Dade and Broward, not just our teams, but all of us, man. The next time you get injured and you want to go to a great facility and see great doctors, boy, Baptist Health South Florida has put together a special program, including their new facility on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal every day. It's about getting you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Good morning to everybody. It's great to be back. Took a colonoscopy day yesterday. Woody, it's actually the actual procedure is not bad. It's not the first time I've had it. It's the day before. You can't eat. And then on top of that, you start taking that stuff to empty your stomach. Oh, Lord, that's a rough, including, I mean, late night, early morning, and you are rocking and rolling. And get it done. Get it done, man. If you haven't had it done, man, take care of it. It is a silent killer, is a message from yours truly this morning as a veteran of now officially three of them. All right. Hey, we've got all kinds of good stuff going. Got a lot of local stories. Hey, by the way, top college football game this week, Fernando Mendoza at Oregon, Indiana and Oregon. It was interesting, Woody. I saw yesterday a lot of people think those are the top two quarterbacks, Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza. Did you hear what I heard yesterday, too, on ESPN? A lot of people think Fernando Mendoza is the best quarterback in the upcoming draft. Now, I don't know. A lot of football to be played and everything else. But Columbus High School, Dr. Mendoza down here. Man, congratulations. What a great start. Sad to see you leave, Cal, but I understand. I do understand. And get a chance to play. So we'll all get together and sit back and watch that game tomorrow to just see what it looks like. Indiana 5-0 going to Oregon, who a lot of people think has one of the three or four best teams in college football right now. The other story, oh, my God, I know everybody's talking about it because it just got talked out yesterday. It is one of the strangest stories. I keep trying to get a picture of Don Shula being told he couldn't coach in the NFL anymore, and he wasn't done in his 70s, because I believe it was, I think he was done. I don't know what the age coach was when he finally finished, but going, you know, I'm not done. I'm going to take a job in college. If none of you guys want me, I'm going to friggin' college. And then all of a sudden, marrying a girl 50 years younger and seeing Coach Shula on the sand spinning his girl in their bathing suits. Oh, God. This Belichick stuff. So, by the way, just tell me this doesn't sound like Urban Meyer. Belichick has a bye week before they play Cal at Berkeley next week. So he took a few days off with his girl, took a vacation. I don't know. Maybe I've been around Mario Cristobal too much. I tell you what Mario Cristobal did on a bye week, because he just came off one and had another one. I can tell you Mario Cristobal did not grab the wife and head down to Key West for 3 days to do a little drinking. And he didn't go over to Naples to stay in a suite and hang out with his wife and chase her around. I know Mario Cristobal is already worried about making sure the team's together, making sure the recruiting classes for the junior and senior classes are staying strong, making visits. He was not chasing some 24-year-old girl around. I know that about Mario Cristobal. I've never heard of that. Remember Urban? I had never heard about that. Thursday night football, Urban goes, hey, you guys got a few days off. Take care. Have a good trip. And he doesn't jump back on the plane with his team?
Well, he had a young lady involved, too, it looks
he
like.
Did. He did. Yeah. Remember that?
He was grabbing ass at a bar, right?
By the way, and you just get busted. They got that close-up of his hand on her ass. And the wife, I don't know how, I can't speak for all of you out there. I can only speak for the marriage I'm in right now, relationship I'm in.
She's been good to him, though, wife.
She's covered for him.
She covered up the stuff with him at Ohio State. Did. Yeah,
she covered up and blatantly lied for him. No, hey,
a lot of people got their lives ruined by that. That was pretty good.
Herb, but I got to tell you, man.
No, he's got quite a track record, Herb.
Bill,
this story is fantastic.
And by the way, Michael Lombardi, shame on you, too, man. You just look like a dodo bird.
They started digging up his old tweets. I guess in like 2023, he ripped Mario, and they were just digging up his old stuff, man.
Yeah.
What a loser.
So now that Michael's back in the game, hey, I wouldn't be talking about anybody when you come back out, because you won't be in the game very long. And by the way, this is starting to look like a one and done. I don't think he'd quit.
He might not even make it through the year from what they were saying.
They said
they were trying to figure out a buyout, and then they come out, no, I'm fully committed.
I'd like to hear something a little stronger by Bill saying, no, I'm here. Because look at, man, they got a good recruiting class that they've got. They're only verbal commitments, but they got a good little recruiting class. I think it's right at 20 right now.
Well, they got a lot of money they're pumping into that thing.
But I
got
to tell you, man, there's a lot of people, or they don't have to do much, but this negative recruiting against your guys is easy. When the guys are recruiting you and your coach, you're hearing all this, is chasing this young girl around somewhere on a beach somewhere. And these other coaches are calling your guys every day saying, man, we want you. And you got Michael Lombardi sitting there. What's he going to do? The general manager. By the way, Lombardi's got his kid on the coaching staff. Belichick's got his two kids. We don't need our dads. We're good. We're good. We know what's going on here.
It's such a weird situation. It is, though, man. It really is.
Weird, like, weird one.
So Belichick, it just seems,
you know, the
like,
players hear this every day. They're hearing this, all this drama stuff.
I don't know why anybody would want to play there, play for him.
I get it. But that whole Bill Belichick, one of the winningest coaches, and if you believe he's the greatest NFL coach of all time, okay. It's a bad look, though, because it's not doing anything for these 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. That either got to make a decision on what they're doing. And by the way, 1 year free agent, if you're a good player and you're playing at North Carolina, you happen to be one of the few good players. They're so poorly coached right now. Those highlights in that Clemson game, guys being that open all over the place. It's like, hey, Bill, maybe you ought to spend a little bit more time. One thing you used to be able to do is figure things out defensively, and it doesn't look like you're doing a very good job. Not at all.
Just probably thought that this would go much differently, right? It'd be a whole heck of a lot easier to go in there, bring your NFL coaches with you, throw some money at this thing. You have one good year.
I don't
think
the
pros will come calling, right?
I don't think he went all in on this thing when he
I'm guessing he thought it was going to be really easy.
I think he
surround yourself with some decent people.
There's no way money at it. No way somebody's going to sell me as hard as he worked at it with the Patriots, especially when they're on a roll, and Tom Brady, who lives here in town, and Gronk, who lives here in town, would know more than I do. There's no way they believe, as hard as he used to ride those guys, he's putting that kind of effort into this North Carolina job. I get it too, man. New England Patriots, top of the world, 20 years, dominating like we've never seen, and now you go to North Carolina.
I don't think he wants to coach in college. What's the coach in the pros, right? And that's obviously the goal, but
I don't think this seems to be turning out
a lot more difficult than he thought it was going to be, man.
Yes. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Don't go away, man. The surveys are out again in the NBA. Boy, do they love one guy that we know very well. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Atlantic Men's Clinic, hey, to all guys out there. I think our boy Belichick's already figured out the program, but I will tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, doesn't matter what age you are, low T and ED are nothing to mess with. There's a lot of you listening right now that are up early in the morning that are dealing with low T. It happens to every guy. Every guy deals with low T, meaning as you get older, you lose your energy level. You probably figure that out. I don't feel like I did in my 30s. And I know, and they're probably not going to unless you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, and the part that got me is I knew I had low T. I was tired. I'd get a good night's sleep or wasn't sleeping that well at the end there. But also, I couldn't keep my eyes awake driving home. I was like, something's wrong. And my sex drive was gone, completely gone. That's the one that really bothered me. That hit me 14, 15 months ago. That's the one that got my attention to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Happens to every guy, too. Black, white, brown, doesn't matter. It does not discriminate. When it comes to ED, every guy will have it. It happens to be Friday. It's a big day for Atlantic Men's Clinic, and it should be a big day for you to set up that first appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic and knock out ED and low T. Get the T, the PSA test, meet with their professionals. They're going to put you on a program that's perfect for you, not me, perfect for you to get great results quickly and knock out ED and low T. If it's something that's still important to you like it was me, you should do it. I'm telling you, the program works. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. Do it today so you can meet their professionals. Get that testing done. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to take it away and just never stop the actual ball carrier. And this guy was running. He was like a runaway freight train, just running downhill. So that was disappointing. Again, we have an incredibly prideful group. So there are times in that game when you're watching the tape and you want to throw up, particularly because it's some of the guys that were making some of the errors. It was unlike them. So the beauty is we have an opportunity to correct it. We had no time to hang our heads and to walk around like we're at a wake, right? And I thought the guys yesterday at practice did just that. They attacked their daily routine and what they were trying to do and just went out there and attacked the field and tried to get better. So hopefully we see the results of that this week.
I know. We got to see it. I get it. Anthony Weaver, defensive coordinator. Love listening to him, though, man. Right to it. Working on it. Keep the positive attitude, but we got to get better, man. That number's got to come down. 174, 5.6. Those numbers together are not good. They're dead last in the league, and that's got to get a lot better this week. Sunday, 1 o'clock against the Chargers. 174 yards, giving up a game and a 5.6 average, including, man, the last 2 weeks. That's the one to get you. The Jets and the Panthers have run for over 400 yards between them. So, just, again, keep playing them. Play the kids. Keep playing the young guys. But boy, if they lose confidence and you see that heads down, eat your coach ego. Eat the coach ego if they're down. And let them step back. I'm not saying bench them or, you know, make a statement. You can't give up on them. Look, the last thing you could do for this reaction of, and they're struggling. Most of them are all struggling. This draft class is struggling. Numbers don't lie. Linebackers making way too many tackles too far down the field. And so all that needs to be cleaned up, but you can't give up on young players after five games. My God, you got them signed to contracts for four, first rounders for five, and you just got to get more out of them. Now, I understand a lot of it's on, you know, and again, most people have been talking about one on offense and one on defense. Two of the biggest guys on this team, Savia Naya and Grant. One's a starting guard, got to get better, got to get it figured out. And Kenneth Grant, hey, man, you're number one dude coming out of a big program that was dominating the last couple years. Kenneth Grant. And we just, again, you're going to make some mistakes. But, boy, it just can't be play after play after play. It's just got to get picked up. So whatever it is, technique, obviously not physical, because you had all that talent. A lot of people thought he's the strongest defensive tackle coming out in the draft. So that's not it. Just figuring this whole thing out and what everybody's doing to you. And as Coach said last week, it's a copycat league. Whatever everybody's doing, no matter who's playing, they're going to try to continue to do it. And the Chargers are going to try to run between the tackles as often as they can. They are beat up, and we got a beat up offensive line. You try to run block and run block and run block all that you can. No question about it. So anyway, that was from yesterday. Hey, by the way, a little NBA news. They did the general manager survey. Send it to all the GMs. What's going on? Top NBA coach, six straight year, Eric Spoelstra. That's pretty good now because, you know, they haven't been very good last couple of years. They're going, no, that's not a him problem. That's what he's working with. He's getting the most out of what he has. Top motivator, manager, Eric Spoelstra. Now, his team didn't get anything else. Is how they're going to finish. None of those numbers were good. And again, it's just general managers, but I always say, hey, all the GMs, They know a hell of a lot more than the rest of us do on the outside. The GMs know. They studied everybody's roster. They know all the coaches, what they can and can't do. They know their personalities. They know the whole thing. I think Gary does, man. I think he gets the most out of what he has. Out of what he has. I know that doesn't say much. And by the way, Eric Spoelstra can't control when, you know, guy wants to quit. That's not on Spo, who got stuck in the middle of a big ugly last year with Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley. Spo got stuck right in the middle of it, and then I'm sure he got really pissed when he saw a player act the way he did. I'm sure that put him over the top and just said that that's it. Now Jimmy's happy out in Golden State. They're going to run, make a run. I hear Steph Curry the other day talking about we like this team, especially having Jimmy Butler for a full year now. So we'll see. We got a good coach. No question about it. I guess he's also going to be about any tournament we have. He's going to be the coach for this country for any big tournaments worldwide, including the Olympic team. So congratulations to Spo, what is he now, 50? Damn, I've known him a long time. I remember when he was chasing basketballs and shooting video, and when they let us all, after practice, we could grab a basketball and play a game of horse. Tony Fiorentino and I, Tony, come out. Come on, man, let's play horse. I'm going to kick your ass again. I go, no, you're not. I've been practicing. And then Tony would drill me in a game of horse. You imagine now going to one of their practices and you could go out and shoot after practice. Times have changed, man. Times have changed everywhere. No doubt about it. We got more stuff to get to here. We got Larry Bluestein. Boy, what a game last week. Haven't talked about it. Northwestern Central. Boy, I'll tell you what, maybe the top public school game in the country. Last week, we're going to tell you how that thing, if you didn't see what happened, we're going to have Larry Bluestein on. Also, we had St. Thomas Aquinas on Wednesday, went over to Europe, played the NFL Academy team over there. So we'll get you caught up. And then all the big games coming up this week, down the stretch here, getting a little closer to the playoffs. So Blue will get us caught up on all of that stuff. We got Paul Maurice going to join us. Kim Bocamper going to join us. We've given him some time to calm down after basically having a one-man show and getting after it, asking questions with everybody coming in last week. Everybody. What has happened? Adjustments? What are we doing? The whole thing that had the big fella pretty fired up last week. Pretty fired up. So anyway, we'll have a lot of stuff coming up here for you in the 7 o'clock hour, man. Don't go away. We got plenty in the National Football League and with the Miami Dolphins, including a little update on Tua popping up with a couple of injuries. All right, right now I want to talk about hurricane season. Man, it's still here. You know what? I keep looking. I think we all look every day, kind of look to see what's going on in the Atlantic Ocean. Hey, I just want to tell you, there's one thing you could do. Chev always talks about this at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Protect your home, Joe. Protect your home. It's the one thing you can do, and we would sure like to do it for you. If you've got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite has that program for you. Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm, right? I know what you're doing. You're trying to wait and see if you can get lucky one more year. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. They got a great staff to take your calls every day and answer all your questions and get the process started. That's what Loctite Impact Window, Doors, and Roofing is all about.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.